Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we close out 2022 praising the Lord for all of the wonderful things He has done at Watchmen on the Wall this year. And we'll look ahead to the exciting ministry opportunities in the new year. As we begin today, I want to make sure you know about the brand new email newsletters that are going out to thousands of inboxes every week with the latest information on current events in Bible prophecy and special video messages from our speakers. Get these email newsletters free of charge and stay informed. Sign up at swrc.com or call 1-800-652-1144. You support Watchmen on the Wall when you pray for us, when you call us or visit our website, when you purchase one of our resources. You are standing with us in our almost 90-year mission to proclaim the truth that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Please visit swrc.com or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-652-1144. Here's Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill with a look back at 2022 and a look forward to an exciting 2023.
Thank you for the opportunity to come and be with you today. It is my pleasure, as I serve as president of Southwest Radio Church of the Air, Incorporated, I have the opportunity from time to time to come on to the Watchman on the Wall broadcast and to speak to you about the things that are on my heart and about the things that are affecting the ministry that we have here entrusted to us. God is so good, ever so good. And as folks say in church often, God is good without question. God is always good. And so it is that the goodness of God is seen in the people of God, in the church of God, in the days that God has given us. His goodness is seen in all of those ways. And we do know that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. That's been the motto of Southwest Radio Church Ministries for almost 90 years. As we're coming up to the 90th year anniversary in April. And so as I look into 2023, everything is obscured. Everything is sort of blackened, and I can't see very well, but I can understand from God's Word that we have a wonderful time of rejoicing coming to us in the month of April. We will be celebrating the 90th anniversary of Southwest Radio Church of the Air. It was in April of 1933 that Dr. E.F. Weber, pastor of a church in Oklahoma City, went to the radio station and preached. And he called his program the Southwest Radio Church broadcast. And over the years, it's had very little change as far as name goes, except now we call it the Watchman on the Wall broadcast of Southwest Radio Church Ministries. And everyone knows it as being the longest daily broadcast service of a Christian effort here within the United States. It has been on the air without fail, on a daily basis, since 1933. Now, they started on one station, and now we're on about 750 or 850 stations. We praise God for that. Plus, we're available in different fashions. You don't have to listen to the radio. You can go online on the internet, and you can have the broadcast to listen to every day on the internet. Also, we have other programs that are associated with the Watchman on the Wall broadcast that we have on internet and on radio. And it's good when you can hear those broadcasts as well. And these are affiliated with us, such as our friend Greg Patton and his Living in Today's World broadcast. It is not part and parcel of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, but it's affiliated with us. And then there's one that is part and parcel with us. We sponsor it. That is, the ministry here sponsors it. It's called Prophecius Biblicus, or Bible Prophecy, and it's in Spanish. And it's being produced by a dear friend of the ministry, Luis Vega, and his son, Josue, or Joshua Vega. And they're putting that together in the little town of Siguatepeque, Honduras. Siguatepeque is about 100,000 people when you say it's a little town. They have been doing that for the last several weeks and months, and they did it for several years prior to that, but they had to take off for a short time, and now they're back again with the broadcast in Spanish. And if you'd like to hear that, we can make that available to you as well. Also, you know, we do various kinds of mission work, not only with Prophecius Biblicus, but we have in the past helped build a radio station at the Bible Seminary in Siguatepeque, Honduras, and that broadcast is heard in about 50 miles radius from where they are, and they have a tall spot on a ridge, and the antenna is there, and it gets out all over that region. And we also have other efforts that we have been doing in Pakistan, for example. We've got the Grace School there, and we've also got the church that is operating as an outreach center as well there in Pakistan. We also work here at home in various styles of conferences that we do, letting people have an opportunity to meet firsthand the authors, the ones that write books for us, and those that seem to be involved with all of our activities. They are called upon oftentimes to meet our crowds in public. They speak on biblical themes and on prophetic themes, and they teach in those conferences. It's an important time. So we do that sort of thing. Plus, we also now have the television outreach that we're doing from Southwest Radio Church Ministries, and that television outreach is just one of the ways that we reach you with video in addition to audio. I'm thinking right now of the Prophecy in the News magazine and the Prophecy in the News television broadcast and the Prophecy in the News books that have been released, some of them new titles having been released in the last little bit. All of these things are part of what we do at SWRC and the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And as we approach our 90th anniversary in the year 2023, I can get excited, and I hope you do too, when we start thinking about how much is going on with the funding that we have. And the funding that we have comes from you. It doesn't come from a foundation, although we certainly would like to have foundation support. But it doesn't come from a foundation. It comes primarily from people like you and like me giving as the Lord allows us to give. And when I think of the work that we're doing to reach the lost and those in the prison with the Onesimus Prison Ministry, with the efforts that we're doing there and the efforts we have with our outreach calendar that we do every year. My, we have a lot of things going on, and we're a small organization, really, for all that we're getting done. God is blessing in such a wonderful, wonderful way. I'm thankful for His blessing. I'm thankful for His using you. And as we're here at the end of the year and we're thinking about what's ahead of us, what's before us, we also think about what we've come through in the last little bit. And we rejoice in what God has done and what He is doing even this very day. God, in His goodness, continues to shower us with His blessings, and we are so thankful for that. When you pick up a copy of the Scripture, and you go to the last book in the Bible, the book of the Revelation, what we see is a broad view of what is yet to come in a very short time. I don't believe that the revelation that is presented to us in God's Word is going to wait for some millennia before we get to see it. I think we're right about there now. When we see the troubles in the world of politics, when we see the problems in society in general, we can't help but think it can't be long until Christ returns for His own. And we are looking forward to the very return of Jesus Christ. Even as families met for the time of Christmas and the worship of the Savior, they often spoke this year of the problems here in the United States. Some folks were speaking of the difficulties because of the border is not made so that the border is closed to those who should not come in. So people were talking about the border situation. People were also talking about difficulties in churches because COVID has drove people away. And in some churches, they're still having a problem getting enough people to come to church to have church. How sad that is. We're not to be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We were never supposed to do that, and we're not supposed to do that now. And yet people are forsaking gathering together. How sad it is, because we're told that we should gather together until the Lord comes. And it's not going to be long until He's here. We had others that spoke about the problems of the financial world and the difficulty we're getting in everyday life because of the increase in cost of just regular goods that we have to keep living. All of these things were talked about around the Christmas table by those who are related one to another. And some came up with negative thoughts and others came up with positive thoughts. Let me suggest to you that you should be on the positive side, Because if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you are ready for the soon return of Jesus Christ, you should be rejoicing that His coming is soon. It won't be long now until Christ comes for His own. And that's what we find in the book of Revelation. In this last book of the Bible, we find the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which most surely come to pass. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto the servant, unto His servant, John. Isn't it good that it was not just something written down somehow, was silver plates or some sort of diamond or jewels in which it was encased, and someone who had to have special teaching could read it? No, this is just simply given to us in our own language. We can read the truth that Jesus the Christ is coming soon. Are you ready, my friend? And that's a question that I need to ask you, because it's important that you be ready for the return of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Are you ready? Have you spent time in the Word of God? Are you taking time to know God in a better way, a more structured way? Are you spending time in the Word? Are you spending time with the Lord? Are you spending time praying and studying and learning of Him? It'd be a good thing for you to be spending time in those areas. It's important for us to do just that very thing. Now, we read in the Revelation, chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto the servants things which must surely come to pass. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto His servant, John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Notice, it doesn't say, if you read this, you've got 1,000 years. It doesn't say, if you read this, you've got 2,000 years, you've got 50 years, you've got 10 years, you've got an hour and a half. It doesn't say. It just says that it is at hand, and that it would quickly come to pass. And we begin reading the revelation here, and we begin to see what God wants us to know about the soon return of Jesus Christ. That's the reason that we would have many kinds of materials that would help you in your study of the book of Revelation. We want you to know the Word, because the Word itself is what will set you free. And you must know the Word to be able to teach the Word. And it's important that you teach what God has given you to teach. So in the year 2023, I see this great opportunity, and I see that in this time of new year and the time of the end of the year of 2022, we're reminded that Jesus Christ will come and will come soon. And with that remembrance, we're reminded to study the Word to show ourselves approved unto God. We don't need to be ashamed of anything because we have been studying God's Word. How wonderful it is. Now, John gave witness to the seven churches in Asia. Grace be unto you, he said, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It is in this passage of Scripture that we see the truth of the coming of Christ. He continues there in verse 7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Notice his title. His title is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending of the Greek alphabet and the beginning and the ending of life itself. And he says that he is also the Almighty. The beginning and the end, the Almighty. The Almighty, of course, is God himself, and God the Almighty is the one who was speaking here. And then John spoke, and he said, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in truth, in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle which is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." John goes on to say that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind him a great voice as it was a trumpet. It was so loud and so reverberating. And this voice had something to say. "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks." And then John continues to tell us of this great vision that he had as God was speaking to him to give the revelation of Jesus Christ so that he and others might know of the soon return of Christ and what it would mean to them. My friend, if you are not a follower of Jesus Christ, if you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, please do so today. Let the Lord know that you know you have a need, and that need is salvation, and it only is available through Jesus Christ. May it be today that you know Christ as your Savior, and may it be today that God will give you insight into His Word and the coming time of a wonderful blessing of Jesus Christ's return for His own. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for letting me spend some time with you as we end this year and we get ready for the next. God bless you in all things.
Friends, as we look back on 2022, I am thankful. Through you, our listeners, the Lord has provided and allowed us to expand our reach on the radio, online, and in print. This year, we joined in gospel partnership with Prophecy in the News and relaunched the Prophecy in the News magazine. Also this year, dozens of new resources, books, and DVDs have been produced. Conferences were held all across the country, and the best Bible prophecy radio and podcast programming has been sent out all over the world. All of us at SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall, thank you for your prayers and support this past year. I can't wait to share with you all the wonderful things that are coming in the new year here at Watchmen on the Wall. Many new and exciting opportunities to minister are available. It really is an exciting time to be a partner with you in ministry. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos in the new year. Don't miss a moment of Watchmen on the Wall. Download our SWRC mobile app or subscribe to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.